Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ video ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording. This week's message is titled, Keep Trying. Thank you to Don and to Alan for being involved in the video. The scripture reading is Joshua 1, 1-9.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you today. I'm going to begin our time together with a couple of announcements. I'd like to wish Debbie and Carolyn happy birthday, and Tim Kerr happy anniversary. So they are celebrating this week. As far as I know, Barbara's grandson is still in need of a fridge, so please speak to her if you have access to one that you don't need anymore or want or whatever. Camp Oma wanted us to let everybody know they've redesigned their website, which is campoma.org, and if you visit there, you can help choose the color of the t-shirts for this coming season. The annual meeting is scheduled for January 30th, which is 2 weeks from today, as we're sitting here in person, at 11:45, so it'll be immediately following the morning service. Your donation receipts should be in your hot little hands by now, and if they are not, talk to me, because I'm the one who mailed them. So if you didn't get it, or if there was some sort of error, please let me know about that. We have a note from the elders adding some additional expectations surrounding the current pandemic situation. We'd like to ask, as you come in, it's too late for you who are here now, but you can hear about it and know for next week. You can ask you to please sanitize your hands coming in and on your way out. You don't need to sign in anymore. We'll have somebody who is just marking down who's here, so we can keep track of that for contact tracing. We won't call your parents if you don't show up. It's okay. We'd ask you to bring your coats in and just bring them in and set them on the seat beside you, so we're not, you know, touching everything out in the foyer. And to please come in and just come right to your pew when you get here, or to your chair. We'd like you to leave the coffees at home if possible, and not be eating and drinking while you're in the auditorium. And following the service, please head outside as quickly as you can. If it is crummy weather, which it is because it's, you know, winter, please make sure you're spaced out, keep your 2 meter distance, and please do plan to head out quickly after the service. We have a prayer request, a prayer of thanksgiving, actually. Paul has been has had surgery, and he is now home, and he is recovering from surgery at home. So we're going to pray together now, and then I'll share a reading from Scripture. Lord, it is good to be your people and to be together this morning. We thank you for the safe travel for those who have been able to get here. We ask for your presence to be with those who can't be here, or who are at home, or who are traveling. We ask for your protection for them. Lord, we are thinking particularly this morning of Paul as he is healing. Please strengthen him and give his family and himself patience to get him back to his full health. Lord, thank you for this time that we can spend together today. Thank you for your church gathered everywhere around the world. Thank you for your Son who brings us all together, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Scripture reading this morning is from Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Good morning. I figured I would get more organized on this today, so I got out my concordance and I got out my Bible and I took a scan on my phone of each of them. Now, I have my phone, but there were no scans, no notes. I had a technological failure today. Okay, so we will continue. I was thinking about Don's talk today on not giving up. And I was thinking about the years I spent doing ADD coaching. And one of the things that the comorbidities I had to deal with almost constantly was the anxiety, which is almost like an epidemic today. And anxiety basically is all up here, right? And then I was thinking back about, remember those cartoons or sometimes movies where they had the little angel on one side, little devil on the other? Well, that's really true. I mean, we make light of it and make jokes of it. But the bottom line is we have two voices inside us. We have that one voice that tells us what we can't do, what's wrong with us, how hopeless we are, how we won't succeed, how this will never work. And that voice is quite loud. And then we have the other voice. We have the voice that was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. That voice of the counselor, that wonderful counselor who is within. Now, when working with many, many people with ADD and anxiety, one of the things I did notice quite frequently was the fact that this voice was yelling and they couldn't hear the other voice. They could just hear the voice that told them what was wrong with them, what was wrong with the world, what wasn't fair, what wasn't happening. And one of the things that I did when I worked with them, and I have to do constantly myself, is to push aside that voice, that loud voice that tells us what's wrong with us and how we can't succeed, that loud voice that puts us down, that makes us give up. We have to listen for that little quiet voice. The counselor doesn't yell. He doesn't scream. He's always there. He's always there. And that's the one thing that I find that I have to pray a lot to make sure I'm listening to the right voice. Because that other one can overcome us. And it's been going on for years, so we're used to it. We don't think about it. We don't even hear it most of the time. We have to become aware of it. We get a little voice in our head telling us that we're no good, that we're hopeless, that we will never succeed. We're so used to hearing that voice that we forget about the other one. The other one is always there, which I find activates really well by prayer. And by staying on track that way, I find that I can listen more to the good voice, to the counselor, to that wonderful counselor. And once you get to the point where you recognize those two voices, it makes a big difference. We assume it's the same voice, but it's not. It's not the same person. I mean, in some forms of psychology, like Gestalt psychology, what they say is you basically internalize your parents. And that voice will be the voice of your parents telling you what you shouldn't do and things like that. But it's more than that, okay? It's much more than that. It is the enemy. And the enemy is trying to break us down. The enemy is trying to move us away from being Christians. It's trying to move us away from the Lord Jesus. And anything it can do to confuse us, to confound us, to move us in those directions, it'll do. It will always do it. But that other voice is there. And we have the option. We have the option of accessing that voice, of listening for it, of praying for it, and of praying to quiet the other one down. And if we listen to the right voice, we don't give up. We don't stop. We don't feel sorry for ourselves. And it's the one place where we can go with prayer to ease our pain, the pain of life and the struggles that we knew we would have. Jesus told us about those. So remember, listen to the right voice, not the loud voice, not the one that's telling you how bad you are. And if you do, you won't give up. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for bringing us together this day, whether physically or via the technology that our world relies on so heavily. Lord, help us to find that your voice, that quiet, peaceful voice that guides us down the right path. Help us, Lord, to fight the enemy's voice, Lord, the one that tells us what's everything that's wrong with us, with the world, how things aren't fair. And just, Lord, help us to be better able to hear that. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Morning to all. Glad that you are with us today, and for those who will be watching this later on today and throughout the week. Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned in the notorious Robben Island jail, after 13 years, he wrote a note to his wife saying that we must continue in the struggle against apartheid. He said, "Difficulties break some people, but make others. No axe is sharp enough to cut the soul of a sinner who keeps on trying." Armed with the hope that we will rise again, even in the end, that a new world is possible, that the resurrection is a constant reminder of this very truthful reality. As has been said several times today and throughout the week, it's a difficult time for so many people. And we just need to keep trying, remembering God's promise. I am with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And so because of that, we're just going to keep on trying. Keep trying as being a happy Christian. Keep trying and helping others as much as we possibly can. I read a story this past week that I thought was kind of cute. It was a Polish pianist who was rather popular at the time, Jan Paderewski. And he was offering a concert. It was a free concert, and people from all over came. Lots and lots of people were there. And people were muttering back and forth, waiting for Paderewski, and there was a big grand piano on the stage. And a little boy with his mother was chatting with someone else, kind of was overwhelmed by the piano and just wandered up on stage without anybody really noticing until he started to play Chopsticks. And everybody in the audience was kind of taken back and shocked and everything else and horrified that this would ever happen with the great Paderewski is supposed to be playing. And without the little boy knowing, Jan Paderewski had come on stage and went like this to the audience and came around the young boy, and he started to play Chopsticks with the boy. And he kept whispering, "You're doing great. Keep trying. Keep trying. Everything's okay. Keep trying." No matter who we are, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves, it's important to keep trying. God and Jesus and His Holy Spirit are always with us. They will never abandon us. They're trying all the time to grab our attention. So I want to spend some time talking about this today, to keep on trying. Excuse me. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, are these remarkable words, as was already read this morning, but I think it's important to put ourselves in their shoes. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the river into the land that I am going to give you to all the Israelites. And I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river of the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." And then he's going to repeat these words. "So, be strong and courageous." And I interpret that as, keep trying. And when you slip, keep trying. Verse 7, "Be strong and very courageous." Keep trying. "Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will prosper and be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Keep trying." Now, I'm going to ask you to go back into your early years. How many of us remember learning how to ride a bicycle for the first time? Okay. How many of you got on that bicycle for the first time, piece of cake, and just rode? How many of us fell? How many of us fell again and again and again? So at this particular time, I was fairly young, and I had a couple of brothers and sisters that were there. And somehow, Dad was working at an oil refinery at that particular time. Somehow, the oil refinery at Christmas time gave bikes to the kids. Pretty cool Christmas present. So we waited for the spring. We couldn't wait to ride our bikes. And so there was my older brother and myself and my other younger brother and his sister. And we all got on bikes. And right in front of our house was a ditch full of water. And now you already guess what's going to happen. So my older brother got me on my bike and pushed me, and he said, "Paddle, pedal, pedal, pedal," and smashed down into the water. And then my other brother, same thing, into the water, and my sister into the water. And then my older brother, who was encouraging all of us to paddle, he hadn't tried it yet. And so he could ride his bike well, but the rest of us kind of ganged up on him, kind of body checked him into the water and said, "Join the party." You got to keep trying. And so from that time on, when Mom had enough of us and said, "Get outside and play," we all got on our bikes. And how many of you remember taking adventures on your bikes, just seeing new things? You're not walking, you're riding. It's just so cool. And you don't want to give up, and you learn. You learn to be comfortable on your bike, and you learn what to do on your bike. It's just the odd concept of don't give up. I want to go from bicycles to learning how to drive a car. And some of you may have had no problem learning to drive a car. In my family, we learned to drive a car pretty well, except my mom. She struggled with driving a car. And Barbie's here. She can remember the story better than I was because she was part of the story where my mom had a driver's license and she was driving. And my mom had this idea of driving that you put your foot on the gas pedal pretty hard and you stop pretty hard. And so pretty soon, Barb in the passenger seat was going like this, back and forth, and Barb started to laugh. And my mother wasn't very happy about that, but it was this thing of just keep trying, just keep trying. And so I somehow, over those younger years, got a hold of a little sports car, and my mom wanted to drive it. And she drove it. And she didn't go from just going slow. It was like she figured that the gas pedal should go as far down as you possibly could. And, you know, I just look at these things and I just say, well, we all make mistakes. We all blunder. And at many of those occasions, we just laugh. We make mistakes. One of these days, I want to preach a sermon about how many mistakes preachers make standing behind the pulpit. And I could use myself as an example. After 44 years of preaching, I've made a lot of mistakes behind the pulpit. And I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Like all of us have made mistakes. So what do? We can lament, we can turn inward, or we can do what God said to Joshua to tell the people, don't give up. Keep trying. And there are psalms that are lengthy, and because they're so lengthy, we sometimes miss the fruit of what they give us. And the majority, I looked at this past week, the majority of the psalms are, don't give up. Keep trying. Know that God is with us. And so let me just read a couple of these psalms today. It won't be a long sermon at all. Not that I preach long sermons, but just a couple of psalms that I thought were encouraging. At least they were for me. There were many people who opposed King David. A lot of people harassed him, but he kept trying. He wouldn't give up. Let me just read to you Psalm 27. And it's powerful. Here's what David says. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Is he the stronghold of your life? Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. The war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Isn't that amazing? He's going into battle, and yet he's confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. In other words, just like us, we're here today seeking the Lord, knowing he's with us. The encouragement from heaven, keep trying, don't give up. I know right now it's difficult, but keep moving forward. I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I'm pouring out my trust in you. Keep moving forward. Verse 5, for in the day of trouble, he will keep us safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. And his tabernacle I will sacrifice, listen, with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. This is not when everything's going well in David's life. In fact, it's just the opposite. He's being harassed and harangued constantly, but he's encouraging himself. He's not going to give up. Why? Because he knows God will never give up on him. And it's true today. So verse 7, hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject nor forsake me, God, my Savior. He is our helper too. Though my father, and this is an amazing passage of scripture, and it's difficult. It's difficult to read. Though my father and mother forsake me. The Lord will receive me. Teach your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So that was Psalm 27. And now I want to go to Psalm 37. And he begins by basically saying, don't give up, because he says, verse 1 of Psalm 37, do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. Don't give up trying. Keep trying. There will be discouragement that come our way. There will be people who will say false things. But don't fret about that. Keep going. The Lord is with us. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. So trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. So be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. And do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger. Turn away from wrath. Don't fret. It only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. In other words, you can live well on this time, on this planet, even with the pandemic. We can be fine because we have the Lord who is with us, who will never leave us, who won't forsake us, and reminds us that he's always with us. Verse 12, the wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow and bring down the poor and needy to slay those ways are upright, but their swords will pierce their own hearts and their bows will be broken. But you know what's interesting about that? There are a lot of people whose lives have been horrible, terrible. They've been selfish. They've been hurtful. They've done nasty things. They've said nasty things. And God got a hold of them. And they're not living like that anymore. They live a life now of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness because they keep trying. And it may take time for others to really believe that people have changed, but how many of us know people who have changed their lives completely because of Christ Jesus? Don't give up. Keep trying. Better the little righteous than the wealth of the wicked. And then I'll just read verse 23 and 24. The Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. Though they stumble, they will not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand. So there are powerful passages in Scripture that remind us to just keep on trying. Don't ever give up. So let me conclude this brief message today by looking at some New Testament scriptures that I found helpful. And again, a very brief message today, but I think the point has been made. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 to 17. And of course, the Apostle Paul writes this, and this is where you could break off, but I think everybody knows the story of Paul, who used to be a man by the name of Saul, who persecuted Christians. If you were to ask him, what is it that you would never be? He said, I would never be a Christian. Never say never. because he became a powerful Christian and wrote the majority of the New Testament. And the words that I'm about to read, he wrote. He was part of this story because he didn't give up. He kept trying. Even when people surrounded him and weren't sure if he really was a changed man, when Peter met him for the first time, he questioned whether this man really had changed. And of course he did. So he says, 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 17, "But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you, us, as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So keep trying." And then there's this encouragement from a very seldom read book in the Bible, the second last book in the Bible, Jude. No chapter, just Jude, verse 20 through 25. But listen to these powerful words that I think 2,000 years later are still just as valid. "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, disdaining even the clothing of corruption." And then he says, "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen." Keep trying. And then lastly, Peter, who I think often looked back on the memories of being with Jesus and all the adventures that they were on, and being thrown into prison and not knowing if they were ever going to come out of prison and miraculous escapes. But before Peter himself is executed, here's what he says. "But in keeping with God's promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with God." And how do we do that? We keep trying.
We close our time this morning together. I'd like to bring this reading from 2 Peter 1 as our closing prayer. "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in this world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Lord, we ask that you bring us close to you as we move out into this week, into the unknowns ahead. We pray for your perseverance, your strength, and your courage. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Have a good week, everybody.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. If you would like to be part of the videos but aren't comfortable joining us in person, you can send us a video. Get in touch via email or on Facebook for more details. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.